Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Ian Mitchell about harnessing the potential of carbon-60 molecules to enhance health, cognition, and human performance through precision delivery systems.
Welcome to the show, Ian Mitchell.
Thank you for having me.
Chief Wizard of Wizard Sciences.
That would be me. Yes.
That would be you. Well, I'm really excited for this conversation. I mean, honestly, I'm always excited about our conversations. Let's be real. Ian and I go back a little ways, and I've always been fascinated with the work that he does. And there's a lot of that work that we know about, and then there's the other work we don't know about. This is a man who wears a t-shirt that says safety third. So it just gives you a little bit of insight into the way his mind works. It's all about the results. How am I going to get the results?
Actually, that's very true. Safety third is an homage to blowing up my lab in the process of trying to refine a process to make something that would be kind of monumentally impactful for people, which we did.
Exactly. You know,
and actually, we just got distribution of that very thing in the past 3 days. And so you will be seeing hundreds of thousands of units of Wizard Water under whatever name it ends up at coming out every single month.
Okay, this is me picking my job off the floor because I know what's in Wizard Water, but we're not going to talk about that now.
No, that's
because we're
going to
we have 20 minutes. We are going to
be focused.
We're going to focus on carbon 60 because the buckyball molecule, which some people may know about, and other people may be scratching their heads, going, "What is this?" And yet, a third group of people are like, "Oh yeah, that carbon 60 stuff—that's kind of scary. I don't know too much about it." Maybe it's supposed to be dangerous, but then again, it might be good for me. So, Ian, can you please put us out of our misery and lift the veil?
Okay. Right out of the gate, there are actually lots of studies that show efficacy with it. And then there are some studies that show dangerous things like tumorigenesis and all sorts of things. Now, it really has to do with the type of molecule and then molecular configuration that you put together. So hydroxylated fullerenes where it's bound to something aqueous, not, in my opinion, a very good idea. And there's actually a lot of studies that show that there are some dangerous effects of that. My particular field, you know, working with the nanoparticulate, I think that you can elicit a lot of tremendous biological responses if you lipolyze it. So if you actually bind it to a fat, instead of being hydrophobic, where it does not bind into aqueous systems, if you make it lipophilic, which it is inherently, and then bound it to some sort of fat, your body consumes that and it actually moves throughout your body and your body locates it wherever it's supposed to go. So in the case of one of the formulas that I use to modulate, you know, physical performance, the Olympic serum, I've bound it to a long chain fatty acid. And so it moves throughout your body. In the case of the neural supplement, that's actually bound to a medium chain triglyceride, a very specific fraction of it called caprylic acid, because it moves directly to the liver, fractionates, becomes a compound called beta hydroxybutyrate, and then pulls the nanospheres directly to your brain. And it also acts as an exogenous ketone, which is really good because it provides an alternative fuel source for your brain. So what I've kind of done is I've taken this carbon, which is just inherently kind of would be normally sort of inert and would bind to toxins and take them out of your system. And most people know that from, you know, going to a hospital or something like that, they use activated charcoal because it has a lot of binding sites and it detoxifies people systemically. In this case, what I've done is I allow the lipid binding to occur. And then when people ingest it, it uses the lipid as kind of an all-access pass to move through cell membranes. And once it's moved through the cell membrane, the lipid separates from the nanosphere, and then the nanosphere is free-floating inside the cytoplasm. But because there's a lot of motion there, and your little organelles, the mitochondria, that are the energy production system inside the cells, they have a gradient differential, which is just basically a charge that's different. And so the C60 moves to the surface of the mitochondria, and it stops in the membrane of the mitochondria. And there's a really good NIH paper on how that functions. And what happens is when it's on the surface of the mitochondria, it's able to buffer the mitochondria against oxidative stress. So without doing anything else in the lab, we were able to isolate a jump in ATP production of 18% at the low end to 58.3% at the high end, just by virtue of blocking system loss, not trying to do any additives, nothing, right? So I took that and thought, this is fantastic. And I developed some products around it, some things for pets. And as time progressed, I started trying to tweak those things and see, you know, what can I additively do that is going to yield a higher result? So in the case of the Olympic serum is what we call it, Olympic RX.
Love the name.
Yeah. Well, the story
Who doesn't
that,
want to be an Olympian, really?
Well, and actually it was made for these guys that were going out for the Olympics and they were doing pole vault trials and or as I called it, reverse limbo, which they seem to have a bit of a problem with. I think it seemed somewhat demeaning, but regardless, I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. So I configured it with NAD precursors so that not only would I block the oxidative stress, giving them more ATP, but I would also add things into all of the different complexes of the electron transport chain with the theory that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So if I upregulate each complex, then in aggregate, the totality of that is going to output a lot more force. And it does. And so they noticed in lieu of having 1-2% increases, which would have been terrific for them, they were getting 13-17% increases, which is a remarkable shift. When you're an elite athlete and you can do something that changes you not from hundredths or single seconds, but, you know, to 10 minutes or multiple centimeters in terms of your jump, that's a really remarkable output. Mm-hmm. And so these guys were having these great results. Now, that was where it started. However, the thing that really was intriguing to me was the peripheral benefits, right? Because it has some things like proteolytic enzymes to work with inflammatory response and with sclerotic deposits inside the system. So basically scar tissues and joints and things like that. For people that had autoimmune conditions, because it has kind of the peripheral benefit of dropping cytokine response, mm-hmm. which means that it suppresses inflammatory markers and drops the inflammation systemically. When that happens, people are able to move more effectively. And we've noticed shifts in autoimmune conditions. We've noticed upregulation in mobility in addition to just the extra output in energy. And similarly, that is all kind of happening in, you know, the majority of your body. I thought, well, okay, if I bind this to something and I can get it to move directly to the brain, what will happen there? And so I set out with the intent of trying to work on a neurodegenerative condition, Alzheimer's specifically, to see what I could do to kind of help, you know, ameliorate some of the symptoms of that. And so I configured everything together with caprylic acid because it would break down the liver. And then I added some other components in so that I could reduce tau proteins, amyloid beta plaquing, and things like that. So the specific enzymes that I used in there, some great research papers out of Japan show that we would be able to get them past the blood-brain barrier pretty effectively. And that, in fact, is the case. And so we were able to put these things in a way that we can deliver them to the body so that there is less degradation and the minimum effective dose because of the nano buffering is much greater. Mm. And to a pretty intense degree. So in the lab, we'll run these things called Western blot analyses, where we look at protein denaturation. And what we found was in this nano buffer solution, we could keep proteins from denaturing up to 80 degrees Celsius and very high acidic pHs, say a pH of about 3. So, you know, stomach acid kind of concentrations, and they didn't denature. And so we realized that if we took all of these components and we wrapped them kind of in this protective cocoon, we could get them to move throughout the body without degradation. So the dose that we actually needed to use was much lower. And my personal philosophy is if you can get a minimum effective dose that's far lower and have a higher yield, that's perfect. So that's what we've done. And so these different serums, the idea is to try and get them out so that people realize that, you know, there's something out there that can help with these conditions.
Yeah, no, I love that. And, you know, it's how interesting that you take this one molecule, which is the fullerene, right? The mm-hmm. buckyball,
exactly.
Right? So it's like this really cool look. So guys, if you can imagine, and if you go to Ian's website, you'll see there'll be diagrams there of what sure. a buckyball looks like. It's a 3D soccer ball that's hot, that's hollow, really.
It is. It's literally a truncated icosahedron. So yeah. It is, in fact, a soccer ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to bind it to whatever compound that transports, that gets it to the right place, and releases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you've got your transporter.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, and so you load it up or you attach to it these synergistic compounds that then get deposited at the site of delivery.
Yeah.
And it picks up stuff on the way out, doesn't
That's exactly it. Yeah.
What does it pick up?
So, in
a lot of ways, once it's spent, the portion that goes out is, it acts a lot like activated charcoal, but on a nanoscopic level. So it's not handling the same sort of macroscopic debris that activated charcoal would, but it's handling much smaller insults. In a lot of ways, some of the things that I've seen occur, like with mice in a lab, when you're trying to knock out mice, you use a compound called carbon tetrachloride. And it'll take about 2.25 times as much CCL4 to knock them out as it would normally. And that's because you're binding to that stuff. So effectively, they're renally and hepatically protected. And so the things that would normally be toxic insults to people, similarly, they, you know, have protection inherently in their bloodstream that's going to buffer their kidney and their liver, you know, or kidneys and liver from being, you know, kind of the unwitting recipients of all this detrimental stuff.
That's incredible. So let's talk a little bit more about the brain formula, the neural RX, mm-hmm. because there's people out there that would say, well, just breaking up those plaques might be dangerous because the plaque is there as a protective mechanism by the body to trap
I completely
a pathogen,
agree.
Right? Yeah. So, and I know you've thought of this, mm-hmm. and I know there's an answer coming yeah. down the pipes at me. So your idea is to let's, you know, the plaques are inhibitory. No matter what, they're going to damage neural conduction.
Yeah, that's like true.
We don't want them there, yet they're serving a purpose.
Well, the thing that's kind of perplexing to me is when I first started looking at neurodegeneration and what was actually happening, the harrowing moment was when I realized, oh, snap. It's happening to all of us.
Yeah.
It's only presenting in some people that either have a genetic predisposition or have lived long enough where that becomes the predominant ailing factor, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you know, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or neurodegenerative conditions. But it's still happening to all of us, right? Our systems are degrading. So in the case of the amassing of, you know, proteins and plaques and stuff like that, it's only a component. It's when my assessment of kind of the pathogenesis of it, what the rationale for actually having that disease, it's not a disease. It's a protective mechanism, right? So when it holds on to things and sequesters them, it buffers them. And you don't want all of that to come out in one shot. But over time, not only are you having to capture these, you know, insults against your brain, but you're also losing energetic potential as we age. Mm-hmm. So the system that's responsible for actually cleaning your brain is this little subset system called the glymphatic system, and it triggers while we're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's effectively a hydrostatic system, right? There's a pressure gradient and it uses interstitial fluid and cerebrospinal fluid to actually purge your brain.
Yeah.
And if you are aging, you literally have less static pressure in that system. So you're not washing your brain with as much force. It's kind of akin to trying to move boulders off the sidewalk with a garden hose.
Nice.
Probably not going to happen, you know? But the proteolytic enzymes that pass the blood-brain barrier, they'll go in and they'll chip it down into little bitty pieces. And when those little bitty flakes fall on the sidewalk, then you just hose them off. And as those start to go away and as you upregulate the mitochondrial potentiation, including the portion in the glymphatic system, the pressure goes up. So your hose has more water pressure. And so the particles that you can take out get larger and larger and larger. So it's a process whereby every day you're taking out the garbage and then you're also simultaneously increasing the potential that your brain has to function. So those two things working in concert sort of negate the natural degradation that we all experience.
I love it. So, okay. So one of the things we said we were going to talk about, and I mean, your formulas are fantastic. The feedback that you hear from people is pretty...
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It keeps you going, I'm sure.
It does, actually. Yeah. Literally yesterday when I was walking in before the lecture I gave yesterday, a woman grabbed me and said, I just wanted to thank you. My boyfriend had Bell's palsy. I don't know if you remember, but we reached out to you a couple of years ago and, you know, you talked to us for a while and got him all fixed up and we had tried everything. And that's something that I hear a lot. But the reality is if anybody else had this technology, it would have worked. They would have been having the conversation. I just happened to have been in the right place at the right time with this and put together some things that are a little bit more insightful than most. Because
yeah,
I do have sort of a knack for pattern recognition.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's just be clear. Ian is super modest. The man's a wizard, if nothing else. So, Mr. Wizard, mm-hmm. Ian Mitchell.
Yes.
Carbon 60 is amazing. You've done beautiful things with it and partnered it with gorgeous things. But we are in this world of health optimization. We are at an expo here at Changing Life Destiny. We're in a room full of
really cool stuff.
Of really cool stuff, to put it in normal language. And so in the world of health optimization or biohacking or, you know, functional medicine, whatever it is, we know that any one thing is fantastic. But often if we can figure out how to put it together with a couple of other things, it can amplify the results exponentially.
100%.
Like 1 + 1 = 20.
Yeah.
And so in what have you seen in there? When, I mean, you know, we know that you move through this world on a regular basis, but what technologies in there have you seen that you're really excited about to see how it can potentiate and amplify?
Some of the red light technologies that are out are fantastic. They're really the guys that are behind it technologically. They're very insightful and they're making some strides. The TheraSage guys, I thought their stuff was fantastic. Both the new cold plunge unit, which I will be getting for myself, as well as some of the infrared tech and red light tech. Because those, and I know this from personal experience because I've used them and continue to use them on the daily in my own lab. There's an outsized effect, exactly like you said. It is 1 + 1 = 20. So some of the other tech that I think is incredibly good is hyperbaric.
Yeah.
So if somebody in a perfect world, what I've seen, the absolute best thing for health optimization and longevity, start with the small stuff. Work on your diet first. Take out the really horrible inflammatory things. Then do something that's going to modulate the water in your body. You know, do technology like deuterium depleted water if you can. That it's a little pricey, but everybody shouldn't run maybe through one or two cycles of it just to knock it down, and do a deuterium depletion protocol. Then really start targeting the intracellular stuff. My stuff is great for that. And then start working on from the outside in, doing hyperbaric therapies in conjunction with red light therapies. And if you can get it, do some pulsed electromagnetic field work. Mm-hmm. And the way those things function synergistically for both cycling debris out of your cells and literally just creating a more robust organism are remarkable. And I, you know, I know you know, but I had 6 months ago the horrible motorcycle wreck where my femur ended up literally inside of my tibia and split it like a log 6 inches down. And within 9 weeks, the bone was completely healed. Everything was done. I had no surgery.
No plates, no screws.
No plates, no screws, no pins, nothing. And was back up and running. And the technology is out there. Now, was it just mine? No, of course not. I couldn't have done it just by myself. But I did use all of these, you know, complementary therapies. And I think that's the thing is, if you look at a human, right, you have to break it down and you say, are you just a meat suit? Well, of course not. You know, you're magnetic, you're electric, you're auditory, you're vibrational beings, basically. And vibrational on what level, right? Because pretty much everything falls in the electromagnetic spectrum. Is it sound? Is it light? Is it electromagnetic, you know, gamma rays? We were comprised of all of those things. So if you really want to heal things, you have to equate with it on all of those levels, right? I'm probably going to eat lunch today, but I'll probably also do red light therapy. You know, it's not one or the other.
Yeah.
So, and those are the things that I think when I walk around here, I get excited because there's so many people that have great things that all of us can benefit from.
Absolutely. No, I love that. And to your point, like the PMF, the red light, the near infrared light, the hyperbaric oxygen, it's about bringing more energy to the body, to the cell, and the cell can do more when it has more energy.
Well, and one of the things, and I know this from working on oncology for a long time, when you're doing oncologic things, the presupposition that a lot of people used to make is that, oh, if you have, you know, a cell that's cancerous, all of the progeny is going to be cancerous. Not the case. If you actually revitalize the cytoplasm inside a cell and make it healthy, then the progeny actually goes from being a cancerous cell with some sort of aberrant protein formation to being a healthy cell.
Really?
And so the idea that you can't come back from it, people often ask me, they're like, oh, when is it too late? It's not. If you're alive and you're breathing, you got a shot.
There's still time. You
know? Take the shot. Yeah. And that's one of the fellow that actually did the initial study on that was a friend of mine, and he worked at the NIH. And it was actually a mistake that he made because he was working late in the lab and too kind of tired and post-grad kind of a thing. And he accidentally plated the wrong cells with the compound and found that, oh, look at this. Lo and behold, the cancerous cells actually became healthy cells.
That's amazing. That's an incredible concept. Well, Ian, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for taking the time to talk.
Fantastic to see you.
It's been amazing. So let's tell people where they can avail themselves of your amazing products. And
WizardSciences.com. It's very simple to find me. And if you have any questions, at IanMitchell1 on Instagram, just reach out and I'll get back to you. There's kind of a backlog, so it takes a while. But
he actually will, guys.
But I will actually get back to every single person.
Eventually, he will get back to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all you do.
Happy to do it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.